a major part of President Obama's signature domestic law, the initiative that could very well shape his legacy, is now on hold for one more year. As big parts of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, are being rolled out, the administration announced that a requirement that larger employers provide health coverage is being postponed until 2015, which by no accident happens to be after next year's midterm elections. Now, the mandate, as I said, requires these larger companies to cover workers with health care or face penalties. But now the White House says not yet. The delay, meanwhile, has been welcomed by large employer groups and, of course, by Republicans. Joining us now is Jeffrey Young, healthcare reporter at The Huffington Post. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Jeff, Republicans, of course, are saying, told you so. Obamacare is a train wreck, and this proves it. The White House says we're just listening to employers and trying to help them out with a complicated law. Neither of those things is probably completely true.
Yeah, I mean, there's sort of two big things going on here. The first, it touches on what you were just saying, is that this looks very bad. The administration is only about 3 months away from when the health insurance exchanges are supposed to open, and those are the online or telephone marketplaces for people to buy insurance if they don't get it at work. And there's been some doubt about whether those would be ready on time. There's been delays of a few other less significant provisions. And now this comes along. It looks like maybe they're not on track to get this thing set up in time. But the flip side of that is this particular provision, while important, you know, by trying to at the minimum make sure that employers aren't dropping their workers from their benefit plans. The reality is that for next year, and that's when this delay is going to be in force, it probably won't have that much of a practical effect. Something like 94 or 95% of the companies subject to this rule, that is those who have at least 50 employees, are already offering health benefits. And in almost all those cases, the benefits meet the law standards already, on top of which the Congressional Budget Office and other people projecting the effects of the healthcare law didn't expect in the short term lots of employers to start signing up workers that are not currently covered because of these rules. So it's an odd situation in a way where the politics of this look very bad, and it could be a negative sign of things to come for the rest of the law. But if it's not, and the rest of the law goes forward the way that it's supposed to, this delay won't affect that many individual people, but it will free these companies for a year from some administrative burdens.
Well, then the question is, what are the chances if the Obama administration is delaying this for a year because it's too complicated or employers are carping too much? What are the chances that they deal this provision away entirely? It's not the great big individual mandate. It's kind of a smaller part of the law. Maybe the White House eventually says it's too much trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we'll have to wait and see. There was some speculation immediately after this came out yesterday that, well, if the business community can lobby this thing away for a year, what else can they for a year? Or can they lobby this thing away for more than a year? Maybe that's the case. Maybe the White House doesn't care about this part of the law as much as it does other ones, or maybe the business community just has much influence. But, you know, let's not foreclose the possibility that this really is just a 1 year delay because the computer systems at the government level maybe weren't ready and because companies weren't really sure what was demanded of them. What the Treasury Department said yesterday and business groups responding to the delay basically said the same thing is, oh, geez, you know, the paperwork burden here is more than we thought. The regulations aren't out yet. Companies didn't really know what to do. And from a big business standpoint, if you look at this and you go, well, geez, we're already giving our employers health insurance. Why do we have to go to all this trouble to rush to get the reporting requirements all set up in time when the government's computer systems maybe aren't ready either? It seems like a pragmatic decision, and that's the way that it was described by one business lobbyist I talked to yesterday. But as you said, I mean, under the surface, there could be more to this, and we're just going to have to dig away and find out.
Sure. Plenty of pragmatism, perhaps, for the business community and for the White House. On the other hand, major politics for Republicans who are planning to use frustration with Obamacare in the 2014 election, and this one looks like it's right over the middle of the plate for Republicans who call this bill a disaster. Jeff Young, healthcare reporter at Huffington Post. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Young. Jeff, thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.